Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Johnson, the head teacher of information technology, and welcome to episode 2 of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of the Tuggerah Lake Secondary College Tumby Umby campus. We've got a big show planned today, so let's just dive straight in. In this episode, Miss York will be letting us know about the Year 6 Gala Day, which is a very special day on the Tumby Umby campus calendar. And I'll be doing some public service announcements to bring a few things to the front of people's minds as we move towards the end of Term 3. But before that, I would like to welcome Miss Bate, our proud campus principal, to the podcast. And she's going to say a few words about it, the release of Tumby Talks podcast and a recap of the coming week's events. So, Miss Bate, welcome.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. It's so great that you are listening to us, and this is such an avant-garde initiative from Tumby Umby campus. I don't think anybody else in high schools that I know of is actually doing a podcast. So let's hope that this is a short and sweet snapshot of what's happening at our beautiful campus. You know, maximum of 15 minutes that you can listen on your car drive as you drive to work, or you're ferrying your young people to wherever they need to be. So my highlights for this week, which is week 8 here at Tumby Umby campus, definitely last night we had the Tuggerah Elite Athletes Program called TEAP Parent Evening, and we had about 30 parents attend, which was great, and lots of interest from our primary partner schools who are looking to enter Year 7 in 2025. And I know that you're going to hear a lot about TEAP and all that it has to offer. I just wanted to let you know that it's not too late to be involved. And if you'd like to know some more information, then please just get in touch with Mr. Davis or Mrs. Davies at the campus. But really, that program is such a great initiative. Not only do we offer some fantastic sporting opportunities, but we will also look after the academic opportunities as well at Tumby Umby campus. And can I just let you know, we actually have an amazing hike that's happening at the moment. It's called the Be Strong Hike, and it involves Year 8 boys and some Year 10 mentors. Can you believe they're doing 100 kilometres over the next 4 days, staying out 3 nights, and it's part of the Great North Walk. And we're just so grateful that they've had some beautiful weather, and we wish them great weather for the rest of their trek. What I really love about the hike is when they come back and they share stories of their transformation and their gratitude. They're so grateful for their homes, their warm beds, their toilets and their showers. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them when they come back. And next week we've got some great highlights, or my highlights for next week will definitely be on Wednesday. We have the Central Coast Relationships Day disco for our support unit students. This is so much fun. It's actually a highlight for my calendar. The gym is decked out, the students are dressed up, and there's so much excitement, energy and joy. They dance the day away, they have a sausage sizzle, and it's such fun to be. So I'm really looking forward to that. Also on Wednesday, our marine studies are going to Sydney for an aquarium excursion. When I speak to parents who are not Tumby parents, they are absolutely shocked by the variety of electives that we have, marine studies. And just a heads up, in October, the Marine Studies excursion are going to the Gold Coast. So, wow, why wouldn't you want to be a student at Tumby Umby campus?
Sounds awesome.
And the other highlight I have for that Wednesday is our Year 10 electives are going to the Year 10 French elective is going to the Little Snail excursion, where they'll be dining on snails. So that will be an interesting opportunity for them. And last but not least, I'm really ecstatic about Thursday evening. I'm going down to NIDA with a group of, 15 Tumby Umby teachers, where the Wakakiri Awards will be held. And this is an absolute highlight of my calendar yearly. It's a national festival for Australian schools, and it is actually the storytelling through dance and design and set. Our students this year are doing our performance on grief, the stages of grief, and it highlights the universal journey towards healing. We decided to tell the story of the 5 stages of grief because it's a universal experience that everyone faces at some point in their lives. By exploring these stages, we aim to foster empathy, understanding and resilience, helping students and the audience to navigate their own emotional journey and support others throughout theirs. I can just tell you that it's such a highlight. Our Wakakiri is not only choreographed, thank you, by students, and also set design done by students, the t-shirt, the lighting, all done by students, and it's such a phenomenal experience to be there. And we are competing against other schools that are actually dance schools, and we outperform them every time. So it will be a big cheer squad that goes down on Thursday night. So they're the highlights of this week and next week that I'm really looking forward to.
Our school is one of the big players in the Wakakiri space and has been for quite some time, and we've had national recognition for our Wakakiri performances before. So it's one of our big ticket items here at Tumbiumba campus, and it's going to be a great awards event.
Absolutely. I haven't seen Wakakiri before I came to Tumbiumba campus, and I'm absolutely sold and hooked. It's fabulous.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Bate, for taking the time to come on to Tumbi Talks today. And I will definitely be seeing you at our next episode, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's been so much fun. Bye for now.
And today I have a very special guest with me to talk about the Year 6 Gala Day. And that special guest is Miss York. Round of applause for Miss York. Miss York will be letting us know about how the day went and what a special day it is on the Tumbiumba campus calendar. Miss York, how was the 2024 version of the Year 6 Gala Day this year?
Well, the Gala Day is one of the most exciting events on our transition calendar each year, and the 2024 version was no exception. The sun was shining and we took 160 excited Year 6 kids who will form Year 7 in 2025, 60 Year 9 kids who are amazing role models, and about 20 staff members.
So where was the Gala Day hosted this year, and what sort of activities did our lucky partner primary schools get to take part in this year?
So we left the campus in the morning and headed to Pat Morley Oval at Batto Bay. Students got to participate in a range of sports such as basketball, Oztag, soccer. One rotation was for Indigenous games, as Aboriginal culture is such an integral, important part of what we do here at Tumbiumba campus. And students were also given a taste of skills they might be exposed to in the exciting new TEAP program, which is the Tuggerah Lakes Elite Athlete Program.
It sounds like a fantastic day. Which of our partner primary schools were lucky enough to be part of the action this year?
So most of our Year 6 students attending came from our partner primary schools, which are Batto Bay Public School, the Entrance Public School, and Wombrell Public School, who we work closely with throughout these students' entire journey from Year 6 to Year 7. But in-zone students who will make up the Year 7 2025 also came along for the day, and they came from Brook Avenue Public School, Killarney Vale Public School, Terrigal Public School, and Our Lady of the Rosary Shelley Beach, just to name a few.
And we also have a group of student mentors at the Gala Day too, don't we?
We sure do. So we took Year 9 students with us to act as mentors, and as previously mentioned, they did an amazing job. These students were picked for this role by staff because of the way they uphold campus values, and this is exactly what they did on the day. They're an absolute credit to our school.
Wow, that's fantastic news. And thank you very much, Miss York, for coming on today to tell us about the Year 6 Gala Day. And on behalf of everyone involved, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for organising such a wonderful event. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Final section of episode 2 is the public service announcement section. There are a lot of things that are part of campus day-to-day life, and sometimes we just need a general reminder about those important items. The first item on our PSA agenda is the student opal cards. 85% of our students arrive and leave school on a bus every day. And to get an exact picture of how many buses we need every day, we really need students to tap on and off every day. Now, those numbers are getting a little low, so what we're doing is we're asking that every student can bring their opal card to tap on and off every day. The second item on our PSA agenda is the student mobile phone pouch. The New South Wales Department of Education has had a ban on mobile phones in schools now for more than a year, and our school has a mobile phone pouch for every student. Students are expected to have their phone in the pouch all day until they pass one of the pouch unlockers on the way out of school. There may be times when parents or carers need to contact students, or vice versa, during the school day. Parents and carers can contact the school through the school front office, and students will be able to contact parents or carers through the school office if it is urgent. And lastly, just a reminder to all students that every day there's an opportunity to spend some of your hard-earned Tumby Triumphs at the faculty shops. There are only 2 weeks left of this term's faculty shops, with a lot of faculties changing it up during term four. Chupa Chups, Zupa Dupas, and an air-conditioned movie time will be some of the most sought-after items throughout term four. So if you have a few of those Tumby Triumphs lying around, get on board and start spending a few. Well, that's all for us today in episode 2 of Tumby Talks. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And if you could do us a favour by liking this episode and subscribing to our podcast, that would be excellent. A big thanks to everyone who has already done that. And we will see you soon for episode 3 of Tumby Talks.